From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. We have the story now of one Iraqi girl, a story that tells a broader tale about the problem of sex trafficking in the Middle East. Sex trafficking has been on the rise in the Middle East. The United Nations says tens of thousands of Iraqi women are now being held in some kind of sexual servitude. NPR's Kelly McEvers has our story.
Some of what we're about to tell you might not actually be true. The reasons for this will become clear as the story unfolds. It starts with a girl named Uhud, 19 years old, barely literate, the daughter of a proud and ancient tribe in Diyala, a province north and east of Baghdad. One day, Uhud went shopping in the center of town. She walked out of a store and was about to cross the street.
خطفوني أربعة. خذوني بالسيارة.
A car stopped, four people, four men, and then they threatened me with a pistol and then wrapped me in my abaya and put me in the car.
The men took her to a house and beat her across the feet so badly she eventually lost her toenails. They blindfolded her and locked her in a room.
And
they threatened me that if I escaped, they would go kill my father or my brother.
They held her for 10 days. Then drove her north to a house in Erbil, a city in the semi-autonomous region of Kurdistan.
They put me with four girls who were as young as I am. Some of them were kidnapped like me.
One girl told Uhud, if you want to work as a prostitute, join us. If you want a more decent job, you can work in a cafe. Uhud chose the cafe. The cafe is situated in a largely Christian neighborhood of Erbil that's known for selling alcohol. It's dark and smoky, but it only sells juice. Dozens of magazine clippings of Angelina Jolie paper the walls. The cafe owner confirmed that Uhud worked here, but said he didn't know anything about a kidnapping. During our interview, Uhud started to describe the customers at the cafe, but then she broke down.
No,
I was to serve customers water. She started to cry and then stay till 12 o'clock, and then the girl would come pick me up and we'll leave back home.
What is making her sad?
Nothing, Uhud says. Here's where the story gets complicated. Uhud says the owner of the cafe felt sorry for her and let her live upstairs so she wouldn't have to return to the house with the prostitutes. When the women came looking for Uhud, the owner hid her and said she was gone. Then one day, a well-known soccer player came to the cafe with his wife. Uhud told the couple her story. Uhud says the couple took pity on her and promised to help her get back to her family. She says she stayed with the couple for a month. Finally, when she felt like it was safe to go home, she contacted her father, and he came to pick her up. Here's her father's brother-in-law, Ahmed, describing what happened next.
When she first came, the whole family had one thing in mind. We assumed she had been raped, so we thought of killing her. She has a brother who would kill her as easy as drinking a glass of water. But then we calmed things down.
This is the way it works in tribal families. If a woman has spent time with strange men, it's assumed she was raped. And if she was raped, she has brought shame to the family. The only way to erase this shame is to kill the woman, or to find someone else to blame. Lucky for Uhud, her family was willing to consider the second option. At first, they tried to use the legal system to do it. The plan started when they received a tip from a friend that a woman in Kurdistan had been arrested for trafficking. So we're parked across the street from the main jail. Uhud and her uncle and her father have just gone inside to confront a woman who they believe was involved in the kidnapping so the family can eventually clear Uhud's name. But even though there was an order to arrest the woman, she somehow had managed to evade detention. Uhud's father and uncle leave the jail, shaking their heads.
Everybody looks upset. Gonna get in the car.
They say 7 years of war have left Iraq with a broken legal system.
We tried the good way and failed. Now, we will take the bad way.
The bad way means the tribal way. It's not good news for Uhud. To her family and to us, Ahud insists that she wasn't raped. But then, why would she tell anyone she was raped when her life could be at stake? Hannah Adwar heads a network of women's rights groups here in Iraq. She says what usually happens is a girl is lured by a man who pretends he wants to have a romantic relationship.
Then they promise her for marriage. And then they took her to a house and then sex with her. And then he brings her as a friend. And then it will widen the circle for her and to find her after that she is with the prostitution.
Whether or not this is what happened to Ahud or was about to happen to Ahud, her situation is still precarious. Because her family is yet to find someone to take the blame for what happened, the blame still rests on her. After months of trying, we finally convince Ahud's father to let us visit her at home. As she makes us tea, I realize it's the first time I've ever seen Ahud smile. At first, I think it's because she's back with her family. But then I wonder if it's just because she has visitors. Later, Ahud says her father has only let her out of the house once in the months since she's been home. She says her father and his brother are still trying to contact the soccer player and force some kind of resolution between his tribe and theirs. Ahud says they should be looking for the kidnappers. She says her father, who usually takes her side, recently got frustrated with her and beat her. Her uncle now spits in her face when he sees her.
He always tells me that, listen, if we find out anything, if you find out that you're responsible for anything, I would myself slit your throat. And that's why I'm afraid of him.
Before we go, Ahud takes us up to the roof to show us the pigeons she and her little brothers keep. The birds live in a cage made of wood scraps and old food cans.
So when they fly, where do they go?
They'll fly in the sky for a while, Ahud says. Then they come back home. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR.